Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. Volunteerism has been on my mind, the challenges of volunteerism, the sometimes lack and the beauty of volunteerism. The ultimate volunteer action is to serve on a city council. It's a public, high-profile volunteer position, but we only see a fraction of what the job entails when we watch a council meeting, either by tuning in to public access or attending in person. In Fortuna, we have two seats open this fall, and two candidates are running, an incumbent and someone who has served on the council before. In other words, we have no choice to make when we cast our vote in November. Why aren't people running? I have a few theories after talking with people in and out of the office, reading local blogs, and personal observations. First, it takes a great deal of time, effort, and money to even run for office. I remember having an 18-year-old counselor at Girl State in Oregon who had just been elected to the Coos Bay City Council, and all she did was make homemade signs with poster board and felt pens and walk in a parade. That was in 1975. That probably couldn't happen today. And politics are so polarized right now. Even in a local election, it can be gut check time every minute of the campaign. Do you want to put yourself and your family through it? Second, once elected, you are a council person 24/7, on the dais, in committee meetings, and in the grocery store. And if you own a business, you run the risk of alienating customers with your votes. Talk with your local elected officials about the number of meetings they have to attend, not just in our towns and county, but state-mandated meetings as well. It's mind-boggling. If you don't have a flexible job or are retired, it would be difficult at best. I'm not surprised more people don't run for office, but it sure would be great to have a choice. On another note, I belong to a volunteer organization that has been losing members in North America for the last 15 years. In an effort to find a solution, the powers that be determined 5 or so years ago that recruiting young professionals, millennials, is where our energy should be focused. They are, after all, the future of the organization. This past month, my organization changed direction, or as they say today, they have pivoted. No longer is the priority the younger generation. Their current suggestion is to recruit people in their 40s and the baby boomer generation, my group. It's a smart move. After all, who has time and money to give back to their community? People over 40. Humboldt County relies heavily on volunteers, so a big thank you to those serving nonprofits, our city council and school board members, and those appointed to boards by elected officials. We couldn't function without you. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.